like
penis.
Penis.
This is fun.
Okay. We haven't even started.
I
just
know,
like,
I know.
I'm preparing myself.
So what's the website I'm supposed to be bringing up?
There's the list.
Recording. Oh,
all right, let me pause it. Shake him titties.
Oh my god. It looks like balloons full of jello.
Yay.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 159. This is Ricky.
And Nicole. I'm back, you guys.
And Sarah. I'm a
newbie. Sarah's a new addition. She's like a fangirly girl. Yes.
Sarah's my bestest friend, and I brought her along.
Yes.
So this is episode 159, and we're going to try to make this not a slit your wrist kind of show today. Because it was kind of bad. 157. But, so yeah, we all went out to eat to an Italian restaurant in the ghetto. Where there's bars on the windows.
I honestly think it used to be a different building.
I honestly think it was a jail at one time.
Just kidding. An Italian jail.
It's on Memorial Boulevard. And I don't, you know, we do have some listeners from Lakeland, but if it's like being on Martin Luther King Boulevard.
In Georgia.
Or Washington, D.C.
In Atlanta. Like so, in Borat.
Yeah.
We're racist.
Vagine.
The JJ.
So we were supposed to watch a movie tonight. Okay.
Awkward silence.
I thought you were gonna finish. You just
Waiting for you guys to like talk.
Sorry, we were gonna watch a movie, but it wasn't there, and Ricky was pissed, so we had to leave.
I was pissed. I went up to the counter. I was like, "Bitch, do you got a copy of The Orphanage? And if you don't, can you call another fucking store, whore?"
Except you didn't say bitch or fucking
or whore
anything. You said, do you have any copies of The Orphanage? And can you call the other one if you don't? Thanks.
Fucking Blockbuster. Sometimes I hate them.
The man owns them.
The man.
They're keeping their movies from you.
So, Sarah, do you want to tell anybody about yourself?
No.
She perked up like, huh? What?
Her whole body I'm a show?
Like a groundhog.
So Nicole,
did you see your shadow? Is there going to be more winter?
So Nicole thinks that she's going to be a famous like internet star because of this.
I totally am. I'm rocking the high pony.
I know the really high ponytail. It's kind of cute. And
it's on top of my head. Like,
so what do you imagine like your life to be after being a podcast superstar? Tell us what your life is going to be like.
Like Tila Tequilas.
Ew.
I'm not a whore.
And full of syphilis.
I got that cleared up. I'll be having private planes and drivers and tons of money, and I'll date all kinds of famous people.
Like who?
John Mayer.
Okay, who else?
He's the only one I want to date.
Oh.
Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
Oh, yeah, him too.
And Henry Cavill.
PS I Love You.
Gerard Butler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He's fucking hot. Okay, I'm just telling you guys should totally see P.S. I Love You, but you will fucking cry. And don't see it after you've, like, kind of had a breakup from your boyfriend, because you will die.
Or girlfriend.
Or
equal opportunity breakups.
Or whatever.
Your dog. We're not promoting bestiality.
Beast?
That's what it is, bestiality.
It's bestiality.
I like beast better.
It sounds like...
That's what bats have when they have rabies. Bestiality.
Oh my god.
Because how many, what's the percentage of bats that have?
50%. Thanks, Dominic. Thanks.
Dominic was telling me in the bar last night. He was like, see, I told you I listened to your show.
Proof. Proof by talking of bats.
So, what else has been going on?
Sarah needs to introduce herself more. And
yeah.
Say something that you like to do or something. I don't know.
I like to put big dildos in my butt.
Oh yes, like the one over here that looks like a dildo, the speaker.
It's gorgeous.
The brown one.
Ricky used it before we came over.
The brown anal beads.
dangling.
As everyone looks over there, lots of anal beads dangling.
So, Nicole, what was my week last like last week?
Your what?
My week at work. How was that last week? Basically Monday and Tuesday. We can talk about it. It's okay.
Oh, you were crying a lot? And
you had to hide the razors.
Quiet. And I had to take all the scissors and letter openers away from you. And the stapler. Because you can do some damage with that, too.
The staple remover. You could pluck out your veins with that shit.
Ooh. Oh, my God. I totally pinched the inside of my hand with that when I was opening something. And I was like, Jesus!
Jesus!
It hurt really bad. I had little blood dots on my hand.
Blood dots?
That's cute.
Yes.
We love a blood dot on your white pants.
No. It was on my hand.
Ew, that means you touched your boo.
Yes, I touched my
so,
at work.
This is what I have questions for you. Nicole, pad or tampon?
Pad, usually.
I can't believe you asked me.
Sarah?
Pad.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I don't hesitate.
Ricky, pad or tampon?
Toilet paper.
Ghetto.
I've had to do that one time.
Yeah, me
in
too.
Emergency situation.
I can't help but have a wide set vagina.
My uterus is tilted. It's hard to have children.
Okay, today we laughed so hard at work that I almost pooped my pants.
And I did snorts like several times.
And I wasn't there.
Yeah, Sarah doesn't work with us.
She sucks.
Only for money.
Oh.
I hope my mom doesn't listen to this.
Your mom's not going to listen to this.
Probably not.
Unless you say, hey, mom, listen to what I was doing. And
I probably would do that.
And then she'd hear me being all dirty. She'd be like, you don't need to hang around her no more. She's a bad influence.
She already thinks you're a total whore.
What?
I'm
no,
kidding.
Are you a whore?
No.
She totally thinks she's a whore?
No, I was kidding.
I'm so not a whore.
Wink, wink.
So would you like to give more detail in the last story that you were telling about the emails?
No.
Are you sure? Because I think you really would like to tell people.
I really do not want to say anything.
I want to know. What is it?
No, it's embarrassing.
Tell me. Don't leave me out.
You have to listen to the last show.
Oh.
Or the show before.
You did listen to that one, didn't you?
I think
where I was
so.
Talking about rabies and bats.
I didn't listen to the last part.
Oh. Well, she missed the Morton good part. Thank God.
I only listened to like 20 minutes of it.
Oh.
Thanks.
She'll go home and be like, what were they talking about?
Yeah.
And she'll find it and be like, oh my God.
Whore.
And she'll call me and be mad at me.
But what was it? Tell me. I want to know.
Go you ahead. Remember?
I want to know.
You know my ex booty. Are we just calling him Jay, by the way?
Jay? Okay.
Yeah. He has been like sending me IMs and stuff, wanting like dirty pictures of me and stuff again.
He wants a wide shot of your poon.
Pretty much, yeah. But he's married,
yes.
As you know, and I kind of gave in a couple of times.
What? And you didn't tell me this earlier?
Well,
I'm embarrassed. Is that why you didn't want to say anything?
Yes.
She, didn't.
She had no idea. I didn't tell anybody but you.
Well,
I
you
am
told the people
shocked.
On the podcast.
Well, yeah, but they don't know me or the situation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I listened to it, but not all of it. Damn.
Yeah, well, only a couple times.
When was this? And why don't I know? I'm really pissed.
When was what?
That you gave in.
Oh, well, we didn't, like, do anything.
Yeah, right.
No.
We didn't.
Now she's
I
making up her
to
own
God,
story.
I swear to God on a Bible. No,
well,
I...
those don't count anymore.
So you did send them pictures of you naked.
I wasn't no. naked.
So they were suggestive.
Yeah, they were just suggest.
Like what, your tit? Only one of them?
No, I was wearing a
or
shirt.
Or here's half my nipple? Like...
My God, see why I didn't want to say anything. I'm getting the Inquisition.
Spanish Inquisition. Tell me,
you're
tell
so
me, tell
embarrassed.
Me.
You're so embarrassed. Look at you.
My face is probably as red
it's
as
It's as bright
wall.
As your shirt, which is hot
that's pink.
Pink.
Well,
even your nose is red.
I have a sunburn on
oh,
me.
Yeah.
Rosacea.
Rosacea.
Tears.
The spotlight's
but,
on you.
Yeah, I only gave in like twice.
Like twice only.
Yeah, we haven't done anything.
There's yet. Hobos outside screaming.
I know, right?
It's basement.
It's because our buildings are persimmon.
They know about your provocative emails, and they want a picture.
No, I deleted
them. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that. Do I need to delete that out?
No.
I would love it if you did.
Don't.
No. Sarah's like, no. No censorship.
So what did you do exactly?
Maybe you should bring up something she's done before.
She hasn't done anything embarrassing like me. And if she has, she never told me because she's smart.
Yes.
Because she's smart.
I hate you, Ricky.
No, no. Okay, what did you do in these pictures?
Nothing. Like, honestly, nothing. I was just wearing
bra,
like,
and panties,
skimpy
kind of thing.
Clothes. Like, yeah, nothing super bad.
And what if his wife finds these emails?
She should be mad at him, not me. Oh. This is my theme song now, apparently. Yeah.
Here, this is what she said to him. Spank me, daddy. Fuck me, daddy. Spank me, daddy. Fuck me, daddy. Spank me, daddy. Fuck me, shit. Have you ever heard the song?
No, I told you. I would never say that to anybody.
Has she ever told you about their poolside antics? You want to see
what I have? Yes, I think I did.
Did you?
Sarah, why do you do this?
Because it's interesting. And it gives me some
help. No, I think you have. Did it involve other people?
Yes.
Okay, oh, yeah, God. You told me that.
How did this turn on me? Let's do the list.
Let's get to guilty pleasure songs. Change
Great.
The subject.
Guilty pleasures. If you like pina coladas.
All right, so Nicole orgies. Had a couple ideas.
Not an orgy.
Yes, it was.
No. I'm totally coming across like a huge whore bag. I hate everybody.
You brought it up.
No, I didn't. He did.
Well, didn't you talk about it yesterday? Then why'd you tell everyone on the podcast?
He brought it up.
Well, you didn't have
well,
to tell
Well, then you can say, I plead the choice. Fifth. I plead the
Which
fifth.
Which is as bad as saying anything at all.
You could lie. Yeah.
Moving on.
No, I think this is interesting.
Too bad we told your real name.
Oh.
Not my last name, thank
oh,
God.
It's...
Starts with a T.
I'll beep that out.
Oh.
I gotta write that down.
Why don't you just give my cell phone and my
social security
number?
Why
no.
not? Everybody else has
Someone
it.
Someone already tell stole them. My identity.
Nicole.
Tell them your story, what happened.
I think I did say
Am
something
Am I gonna
about
get
that.
Deep?
I don't hear, did you?
I don't know. Just someone stole my identity and they bought a car and got credit cards
what was
and junk.
That?
A ghost. Credit cards and junk under my name.
I farted.
Oh.
It was loud. No, it shook the whole table.
I know, right?
It smelled like Finbar's breath.
And
shook
and
the shakers.
The shakers. It shook the shakers.
I'm going to bone you right here on this table. I'm going to shake. I'm going to make you shakers shake. That's why they call them shakers.
I still have to pee, by the way.
And your pet pterodactyl.
Molecule.
And your driver's license from the horse and buggy days.
When I invented the wheel.
Wow, well,
and his
fire.
Picture engraved on the wall.
Yes.
Or the cave.
Hieroglyphics.
When I was building that temple.
Your Cro-Magnon.
Or Pangea.
Or you were there when Pangea happened, right?
I freed the people. Yeah. My uncle's name is Moses.
Yeah. You hung out with King Tut.
I'm the one that bashed him in the head and killed him.
He was your homeboy.
Except for the Egyptian that's called.
As I think of the mummy with their scarabs, those creepy beetles.
Oh, the flesh-eating beetles.
The ones that crawl into your skin.
That's why they're creepy. It was a laughter-tinged voice that came out of me just now.
Oh, is that what that was called?
Yeah, shut up.
All right, so we have some guilty pleasures, some songs that we have here. And we're going to say some of them, and then we need you guys to respond back and tell us if you have it on your iPod or not.
If it's a song that you're so embarrassed to have people know that you like, that if you're driving, you roll up your windows.
And that does not include Miley Cyrus's song.
Kill her.
Please.
Someone. Kill her.
I will.
No, someone will do it, and then they'll say, some girl on a podcast told me to do it.
Let's arrest them.
And then I'll get arrested.
Oh, God. Wait, let me go get my blanket.
Let me get my knife.
Let me pose with my dad and looks like it's a big pervert.
Let me put my head in his lap.
Did you see that? The pictures?
I have ruby red lips.
And another lap.
And crazy sex hair.
And I'm in my daddy's lap.
And she totally did have sex hair.
She just rolled
off the bed. She did have sex hair.
With her daddy. Oh, okay, that's gross.
Points for us.
To see you
Okay, you
again.
Can stop this anytime.
This is the best part.
No.
The last time I freaked out.
His face.
My best friend Leslie said, I'm just being Miley. I hate her.
That was horrible.
I'm just jealous. Because she's like 16 and a billionaire.
I'm jealous that I don't have big horse teeth like she does. Hey, guys. Let's go to my dad's house. She talks just like
and
that.
And sit on his lap.
Hey, babes.
With ruby red lips.
And sex hair.
And not the top lips.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
I can't see it.
That's what she said.
I can't either.
It's like a big spike where we went loudly.
Oh.
Your mom goes loudly. All right, so guilty pleasure songs.
There's several.
They're subjects, right?
Yeah, there's several categories.
My list sucks.
Top 10 90s one-hit wonders. The top 11 1990 fad songs. Top 10
fad songs.
Top 10 nightclub tunes. Top 10 rock and roll tunes. 10 songs that your mom and dad hated. And top 11 songs everybody hated.
Let's do the top 10 songs your parents hated.
Okay.
Start at number 10.
Yeah, I was going to do it like number 5. And just jump around.
Okay.
Jump around.
I'm kidding. I'm starting at 10.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't get that joke. Is this funny? Well,
because you said start number 10 like I'm an idiot. We're leaving number 1 for last. Jesus. Okay.
Yes.
Song. God spoke to me.
God. Jesus told me you're going to give me a dollar.
And he says you're a
whore. I don't believe in Jesus. Oh. Jesus, make me a whore.
Jesus walks.
This is very sacrilegious. God.
Jesus walks with me. Okay, sorry. That's not on the list. Okay. Top 10 songs your mom and dad hated. Number 10, Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
That's me in the
That's
corner.
Not a guilty pleasure. No. I think lots of people like that song.
That's me in the spot.
Do you have that song?
Line.
You're finding
losing
it.
Losing my religion.
We're harmonizing.
Unlike when me and Ricky sang it, it was like me whisper.
Every waking hour, I
don't know the words. Okay.
I don't either.
Next. Justify My Love by Madonna.
Uh-oh. Let's get naked.
Justify My Love.
Isn't that the video where it's like in black and white
dirty.
And she's standing on the side of the road naked? It's like porno music. Skinamax.
All right, next song.
Yearning. Number 8.
Justify My Love.
Come Baby Come by K7.
I don't have that.
Look it up.
I know.
On
don't
YouTube.
Have it.
Yeah, look up on YouTube.
That takes too long.
Does not. K7.
Just the songs that I know. That I have.
No.
This is my show.
Look it up on friggin' YouTube now.
Nicole is trying to take over.
I brought my gun and I told you I wasn't going to.
Oh, God.
I thought it was a letter opener this time.
No, it was an axe. It's a Billy Club.
It's K7?
Yeah.
Like the letter K?
The letter K and the number 7. Come, baby, come. I want to hear it so I can.
Is it C-O-M-E or C-U-M?
No, it's
Who's coming with you?
The regular
I can't take you with me, honey. It'll be embarrassing, you know?
What do you mean embarrassing?
That girl.
I don't care who's taking her.
I promise.
What?
And I'll take you out.
I want to hear the music.
Go.
Where are
Go
the
with
kids?
Your boys.
Oh, wait, that was a chick.
This does not ring a bell.
I know.
It's Come Baby Come.
I know, but
apparently that was before
it's the beginning.
Our time.
It's the beginning.
Speed it up. Can you go any faster?
I'm waiting for it to load.
Oh, is this the one where they go, come, baby, baby, come, come, yeah. Baby, baby, come. And then it's like, come, baby. Okay, now I remember.
All right. Next one.
Okay. Number 7, Booty Call by Blackstreet.
Oh,
I don't know
that
one. I know they're no diggity.
Oh, I love
no
that song.
No doubt. That is a good song.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity. I got to bag it up. And then you know every word. That's the best part.
Oh.
And Dr. Dre.
I don't have that, but I have.
What
no booty calls.
No. Who's that?
It's Deck? Kelly. Choose.
No. Oh my God, Choose. Deck. Bitch.
Okay, next song. Ready? Number 6.
Okay.
Let's Talk About Sex.
I don't
Salt
have that
and Peppa.
We can sing it.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's
talk
about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Okay, okay, we're done.
That was awesome.
Number five, Informer by Snow.
Informer.
I lick your boom boom down. That's like, I lick your boom. That's the only clear part other than the Informer part.
I lick your boom boom down.
That's what he says. I lick your boom boom down. Yo, Snow, they came around looking for that ain't it, is it?
Yeah.
It's the beginning.
I lick your boom boom down.
He's totally white.
I know.
I guess that's why they call him Snow.
He's from Canada, too. And he sounds Jamaican. I lick your boom boom down. All okay. Right,
next song.
Next. Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The
oh
Offspring.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me. I like the Weird Al version, Pretty Fly for a Rabbi. And he says, oy vey, oy vey. It's awesome. And the video was hilarious.
Your high ponytail is bouncing.
Tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
It's giving me my eye.
It's kind of hard just to get around today. Our subject isn't cool, but he thinks it anyway.
Okay.
He
may not
have a clue. Number five?
No, we're on number three.
What?
Yeah. Number three is The Humpty Dance by Digital Underground.
I so don't know that song.
You do the Humpty Hump.
That song.
Yeah, I still don't know.
And the guy has like a big fake nose or something.
Oh, I saw that on VH1.
90s. That's the only way I know it. It's
you do the Humpty Hump. The volume's not working on this.
There he was going. Oh, you do the Humpty Hump.
Oh, this is live.
Not the same.
Sucks. Anyway, you do the Humpty Hump.
Okay, number two. This is one that you like, Ricky.
Oh.
Bump and Grind, R. Kelly. Little
bump and grind till you can't stop.
You're done. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. And they have like a remix version.
Okay, do we need drum roll for number one? Okay.
Yes, do you have a drum roll sound?
I don't know how to do that.
I'll make it.
Shh. Number one is Baby Got Back.
Yes.
By Sir Mix-a-Lot. And
oh,
everybody
my God.
Knows this song.
Becky, look at her butt.
It is so big.
It's like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
It is so big. She looks like
one of those
rap
guys' girlfriends.
Who understands those rap guys?
I'm early.
They only
they like her because
she
looks
like
a total prostitute.
Okay. I mean, her butt is just
so
big.
And
it's so
black.
Wow.
So good. I mean,
black.
Look.
Uh-oh.
She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
So when a girl walks in with an itty little whoop.
And the round thing in your face, you get sprung.
My high pony made me dizzy.
Because you noticed that butt was stuffed.
All right, so
deep in the jeans she's wearing.
Maybe we should like share the. We'll do one more, but I don't want to look at the songs. It takes too long, and we're at 23 minutes
already.
Yeah.
It goes fast.
That's what she
said. We have
said.
To do another one. After this.
No,
yes.
We can't.
Why not?
No, because I have to meet somebody.
What time is it?
9:30.
That is not late. He will be awake.
What about till 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Mean.
Please.
One more list. Wait. Choose a good one.
Puppy dog eyes.
You're bossy. Choose a good one.
I'm telling you, Nicole's the new boss.
Sorry. I'm the station manager.
Surprise.
I can tell.
Let's see. We're good ones. Surprise.
We'll do one show, and then like on Wednesday, we can do one.
I work. What about you?
What? You can work. You don't work at night.
I'm tired at night.
From sitting at a desk?
I got to
You're doing it now, and you work today.
I got to watch American Idol on Wednesday.
Thursday?
Why? You already know Saisha is going
Thursday,
home.
I'm not doing anything. We
yeah,
can do
Saisha's
it
going home.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's going to be the Battle of the Davids.
Oh, dear. That sounded like
Davids.
A wrestling announcer.
David Squared.
Are you ready to rumble?
Michael Buffer. That's his name. It's
I
horrible.
Like this. This list is funny.
All right, go ahead.
The top 11 1990 fad songs.
Oh.
Okay.
How
Started
old were you guys
11,
in the 90s?
Don't remember.
In 1990, how old were you guys?
1990, I was...
As you
Six.
Have to count on your fingers.
Six. Okay.
In
1990, I was 12.
87.
I was 4.
Sarah's even younger than me. I forgot, Ricky.
Yeah, I'm 22. But we've known each other for a really long time.
Since elementary.
Yeah. Well, we knew of each other.
Elementary special ed.
Yeah. No.
No. I was in Alpha. Thank you very much. That's the gifted program.
Oh.
They didn't have that when you went to school. You used to wrote on a slate board.
No, they had the draw on the dirt.
Bitch. And we took our pails.
Draw on the dirt. Yeah. You took your pail of lunch.
Yeah, with
and you
an
ran
apple.
Up the hill.
No, they had to catch their lunch, remember?
You had to hunt for pterodactyls.
With this spear.
You're a bitch. I was there when the dinosaur went from a dinosaur to a chicken.
You're older than the roaches.
That's fucking only
old.
One person's older than the roaches. That's Cher.
How dare you diss your woman?
I made a spike with that one.
I'm Erd's hair.
There's two things on this world that are old: dirt and Ricky.
All right, your list.
Okay, your list.
Okay,
sorry,
number 11. ADD. Oh wait, how many are we doing?
Well, you're doing your list, so there's 11. So
I'll do 11 because I like number 11, and I am not ashamed of this.
Okay,
it's Mbop by Hanson.
Mbop, mbop, mbop. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh. My bad.
Wow.
Oh, it's too bad we can't play a clip.
Ricky's being stubborn and won't
it's
play this.
It's hard.
I know. He's being mean.
Just go.
Number 10.
Number 10 is.
Wait, what is this list titled?
We can just sing
bad
it.
Songs?
Bad songs.
Okay.
We can just sing them.
Number 10.
That's fun.
Wannabe by the Spice
Girls. Yeah, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell us what I have that on my MP3 player.
I was listening to it last night.
My bad.
I wanna.
Zigga, 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 zigga. Ah.
I think you added an extra zigga.
Oh, sorry.
If you want my future, forget my past.
My favorite Spice Girl song is Two Become One.
Oh.
Mine too.
And when I was little, I didn't realize it was about sex. And then I look at the lyrics, and it's really dirty.
And she talks about,
I need put it on, put it on, the protection.
Well, at least they're promoting safe sex.
I guess. Yes. Like left eye.
Okay, what's next?
Oh, too soon.
Wrong eye. I was like, my right eye.
Number 9 is pretty lame. How do you talk to an angel? Ricky probably knows that.
How do you talk to an angel?
I only know it from the countdown of One Hit Wonders on VH1. He was on 90210 as an abusive boyfriend. Yes.
Okay. Number 8, Black or White. That was
you're
even better
the head
in action.
Bops and swings. You're morphing as you do that.
Okay. Shut up. Number 7. What's Up by Four Non Blondes. Do you know that?
What's going on?
Yeah,
I said,
yeah, yeah, I totally hate that song.
That made it spike really high. Yeah,
what's going on? And she has horrible, like, matted dreadlocks looking. Oh,
you play a clip of this one, but not Hanson. Oh, God, what is that? It looks like you're having a seizure.
That's a seizure look. It's beautiful.
Ow, I just bumped my nose on the microphone.
Okay, what's next?
What number am I on? Number 6. My idol, Celine Dion.
Oh, I hate that bitch.
Oh,
I thought that was Katherine Heigl.
Mariah Carey is a bitch.
Oh,
that's getting beeped out.
Let's get our fisticuffs on.
Wait, what's her song? The Celine
My
Dion?
Heart Will Go On.
Oh. You're here. There's nothing.
I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go. And then she lets go.
I know that. Whore,
I would
lied.
Hold on to him.
Go back to your home on Whore Island.
That was random.
Whore.
Anchorman.
Okay. Keep forgetting where I am. Number 5, Tub Thumping.
Tumble I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to get me down. I get back down.
Pissing the night away.
Pissing the night away. I drink a whiskey drink, a vodka drink, a cider drink, and a lager drink. I sing the songs that remind me of the good times. I sing the songs that remind me of the better times.
Oh, Danny.
They're foreign.
That's so ridiculous.
But it was awesome.
They're foreign. My brother had that CD. And they had a song on there called Drip, Drip, Drip. Goes the water.
That would make me pee.
You noticed that they were a one-hit wonder.
Okay, yeah. Number four. Candle in the Wind.
Oh, Princess Diana.
It's here. Actually originally about Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I know, but that version's about Princess Diana, bitch.
My bad.
Okay, number three. Macarena.
Hey, Macarena. I
do the Macarena.
You might have to bleep out this whole show. It's kind of retarded.
It's fun, though. That's what
the Macarena.
Macarena.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Hokey Pokey. You put your right hand in.
That's not even close.
Or that new cha-cha dance.
The dance move.
Okay.
Okay.
Cha-cha. The cha-cha slide. Yeah. Two hops. Bear. Bear. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, the end. Number two.
Cha-cha now. Okay, go ahead. Number two.
Ice Baby.
Yes. Play that if you have it. You better.
I don't think I have it.
And you can just play throughout the whole rest of the show softly in the background.
I don't have it.
No.
You suck at life. I don't have it. Just go kill yourself. Just hold your breath for 1,000 minutes.
But I can play the song that he copied it from.
No, I want the Ice Baby.
What?
Because that's the song we're talking about, not the Queen and David Bowie song. Under pressure.
Love them.
Pressing down on me. Under pressure. I sing just as beautifully as what's his face from Queen. What's his name? Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Dave.
Where did David Mercury come
from? Dave.
He's just a guy named Dave who sings really good.
The lead singer of Queen, Dave.
You have to look at the lady on YouTube who sings Ben Lee.
Ken Lee.
Ken Lee. She's the one that showed me that. She tries to sing Mariah Carey, but she sings Ken Lee. Because she thinks that's what she's saying.
Oh, that was loud.
Do it. Look it up. You're going to laugh your ass off.
And then they're like, what language is that? And she's like, English.
What is this? What is it called? What do I look
into? Ken Lee. Just type in Ken Lee and you'll find it.
K-E-N-L-I?
L-E-E, I guess.
L-E-E.
Like, you know.
L-E-E.
Ken Lee, Bulgarian Idol.
We totally forgot the number one song.
Oh, wait.
But it was really lame.
What was it?
Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, God.
Don't break my heart. My achy breaky heart. I don't.
You gotta listen to her.
You
quit
understand.
Singing.
Okay.
Press play.
Kenley. She's singing Kenley. And then hear the music.
Kenley.
You're like, what's that?
Then it's time for us without you. Me.
David. No, Kenley.
No, I can't get to save me. No, you won't please.
I love how it has the subtitles so you can see what she's saying.
A debut without you.
Yes, he show.
How many times did you watch this?
Only the once. And they play the real version so you know how jacked up she is.
I love that song by her.
Oh
my God.
And they're like, what are you saying? And she's like, it's English. That's why you don't know.
It's English.
Drink vodka soy. It's good for you.
All right. Well ladies, we're out of time.
Already?
Yeah.
Tear. God, vulgar.
Tear in my beer.
Fuck. We'll have to do it like.
Shit
we
ass
can do another one maybe Monday.
Fucking assholes, fuck!
We didn't cuss a lot in this one.
Yeah, because we're ladies.
The last nice. Time I checked, I was.
I'm always a lady.
Once, twice
with
a lady.
With your slutty email picture. Ooh.
This.
We are done speaking of that forever.
Okay, so I want to invite everyone to go to the website, foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And vote for me to be the new host.
No.
Co-host, my bad. And Sarah can be a co-host, too. We'll have a regular.
I'll be the sidekick.
Yeah, she'll be the scrappy sidekick.
Scrappy?
Like a scrappy-doo.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOWL. Ask us questions. Leave us comments. Whatever. Leave us an iTunes
do
review.
It.
5 stars.
Do it.
And we're still going to do the pictures of Mike and Brett's penis together if you get us 100 stars.
What? Penis?
But if you get 80, if you get us 80 reviews, you will get a picture of Mike's dick.
Who is that?
He has a Jacob's ladder on it.
And if you get 100, you get
what's that? A bunch of piercings?
Nicole's 30 pictures.
Under the bottom?
No.
For 80 reviews, you'll get half a nipple.
Those. You're such a
bitch. For $150, you'll get half a vagina lip.
Oh! Yeah, Sarah's.
No.
She loves to show her vagina. Ask the homeless man around the corner.
Oh, my God. What?
What is that about?
You're such a slutty bitch.
She shows her vagina to homeless people. Oh, my God. That's like a drive-by. She slows down and puts her crotch in the window.
Look over here. It's my vagina.
As they're flapping in the wind.
Saloon door lip.
I think it's a roast beef sandwich.
With au jus.
Why are we getting so gross at the end?
That's because that's how it is. Oh, God.
We love flappy vaginas.
And au jus sauce.
And beef queefs, right, Sarah?
We should give a shout out to Carly.
What's a beef queef?
A queef that smells like beef?
No, it's a vagina fart.
Well, yeah. We get
remember,
that.
Ricky? Remember when you told Radimus what it was because he didn't know? He's like, what's a queef?
I'm like, I had to email him because I couldn't tell him face to face.
You're like, basically, it's vagina fart. And I was all technical. I was like, well, sometimes when a guy and a girl are having sex and there's a lot of air in her vagina, and Ricky's just like, it's a vagina fart.
It sounds something like,
ew.
It's got a rumble.
Rumble in the jungle.
My stomach hurts now.
That just sounds like diarrhea gas. Not
all right, so
queen.
Let's get
okay,
out of here.
It's the end.
This is Ricky.
And Nicole.
And Sarah.
And later.
Peace.
Bye.
Oh, this might be really loud. Maybe. What's happening?
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry, the boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
I love to cornhole drunks.
You do.
That's the best. And you're totally still recording.